Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. And today we have the pleasure of having Phoenix Marie on the couch. Welcome. Hello. I'm excited to have you on my couch. We've known each other for many, many years.
16 plus.
I feel like our careers are very parallel from each other. I feel like it's funny. I was talking to my girlfriends. I was like, I'm having Phoenix Marie on. They're like, oh, it's going to be great. I was like, the funny thing is I've never had a one-on-one conversation. Never. It's always been a group situation. It's gotten, you know, we've done convention type things together, all those things where it's like in a work environment, you don't really get to know the person. So as much as we've known each other for 15, 16 plus mm-hmm. years, it's like, I don't really know you.
Yeah.
And then I also think at one time of our careers, people try to pit each other, us against each 110%. Other. And I was like, I don't even know her to not like her. So it's like, and it's also one of those things where two alpha females that I feel like maybe you were a little bit intimidated to speak to me in a certain way, and I was just not really, I was in my own thing and didn't really care about what anybody thinks. That I was just like, what's the Bang Bro one? Hold on.
So Bang Bro scene was...
Because I thought we only did, because I was trying to think when I was doing this stuff, was that we did the Taboo mm-hmm. photo shoot together, but it was only incredible. Photo shoot,
yep.
And it was really cool. But I don't remember working. Is this the pitted situation? I'm like, did we?
No, but so you and I were in a scene, and it was for Bang Bros, and we had Champ, who went to the other side right after your scene, because we did side by side, and that was also like, I think
was
that,
it before I did Girl?
Right, right before you and like.
Because I always talk about too. I was like, because my first girl, which I did a lot of side by side, was Brianna Love.
Right.
So that was like, yeah. When you say names, we're
both
like
both of ours.
So it was one of those things that I was like, I didn't remember, but that it would make sense where it's like we didn't actually work together.
No, we did not.
But then, not to cut the story off, but when you say that name, I remember. I don't know exactly when at that time. Yep. I was like, someone said something about him, and he was, like, a convicted murderer.
Yeah, they're convicted.
And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I don't know at the time if he had the case already, but I was like, where are the lines drawn where we, like, I wouldn't have never known. I wasn't from Florida.
I wasn't.
And so how do you know that someone fucking, because he did something to, like, a girlfriend or something,
yeah,
didn't he? Like,
he hurt her. Yeah.
But like, and I was like, so we're just fucking murderers now? Yeah. So, okay. Continue about the scene.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
So it was two separate scenes. And so he went over there.
We kind of like, and remember, like you said, we've known each other. We have mutual respect because listen, we're both ass girls. We're both white girls, big asses. Bam. Okay. We're in the same genre. Except you got the natural, beautiful tits. I got the fake ones.
Hey, and it's all great.
But we walked down Collins Avenue together and blocked traffic and made them go around us.
Oh, I do remember the Bang Bros thing on the thing because yep. I remember us, I have pictures because they made us do like workout type things mm-hmm. on South Beach, whatever, where we took acid, but we were going through the cars being like, hey, whatever kind of thing.
Bang Bros.
Okay, but we didn't fuck each other.
No, we did not.
Okay.
There was never us. It was you were Champ and I was with Tony Rubino.
I was with the killer and she was with...
I'm not going to spill any tea, but Tony and Megan Rain didn't end well. So there you go.
Oh, well, he didn't get convicted, but yeah, got it. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Yeah. See, that's the crazy part of being in the industry for so long is because you realize certain, like, let's see, you realize things about people, whatever, and everybody, nobody's perfect, you know what I mean, other things. And it's also, there's no resume for porn.
There is none.
We don't know. Like, again, like, there are certain people even now, like, being out of the industry for 5+ years. Like, it's been, I say five, I don't know how long that runs kind of thing. Right. But, you know, kind of thing. So it's like, when you hear stories now, you're like, man, like, I didn't think that, but you didn't realize because you weren't in those scenarios. And also, too, I always made it to the point where it's like, if I had a bad experience with someone, it doesn't mean you will. So for me, it's like, I've always been open as like, I say what happens, but that doesn't mean that could happen to you. So it was never someone who tried to be like, don't work with him or don't work with her, because it's like, my experience could be just my energy and his energy doesn't work. Or, but I always gave everyone benefit of the doubt.
The chance.
With me and you, I felt like the reasons why we never really worked together or anything is because you were more of a hardcore performer when it came to doing like a lot of anal, a lot of group scenes or whatever. It was like, that wasn't my lane. So it's like, I was big ass and I did my thing, but I was like, appreciate it before. My thing was, is like, what was funny about the industry was you and I think Kelly Devine was like, the girls were like, well, you know, they don't like you. And I'm like, but they don't know me. And I'm like, and who said
first
that?
Of all,
you said
that's
that?
That's never I'm been like, the fucking case.
And but that's the thing is like, it's the pitted part. But once you evolve in the business, you're like, okay, but who said that? She's never said anything to me. You're one of those people who are really in your face. Yes. A lot of people. And that's why I say the comment of, maybe you were afraid to talk to me because we're both alpha in the sense of you didn't know where I was coming from. But a lot of people are like, oh, I'm afraid of Phoenix Maria, or I'm intimidated her in a good way because you are such like, even Savannah before she was like, she inspired me to do porn and all these things like that. She was like, oh, she's a big one. But when they say that, it's mainly because your personality, you know what I mean?
And I get that like I'm from my yelled side. At. Like, I'm all, what did I do to you? Did I hurt you? Like,
but
I'm
see,
sorry.
But that's what I loved about you from afar. Maybe I feel like the last 2 to 3 years of my life, I've done a lot of personal work where I feel like I know I did have an ego at one point, and not an ego where I was too big to be something, but an ego to not speak to people, to just figure out who you were, but to have those conversations. And sometimes it's, I feel like time and place where it's like, we never really had that time either, is why it's like, I've always wanted to have you on the show, is because I feel like we've never been given that opportunity, which is like, you are a beautiful human being. Same. And I see you from afar, and I know people who know you that speak highly about you. So it's like, now's my chance. Like, now's the time to like, fuck everything else. Like, we know what's bullshit and what's not, and what's said about, you know, whatever. It's like, I want to know the real Phoenix Marie. I want to know. And that's why with Private Talk, it's about having a private conversation and getting to know someone on an intimate level and letting our fans know that we're more than just that big booty bitch that fucking doms all these girls. We're more than those people that we've been in the business for 15 plus years. It's like, that shows the elevation of who we are as women, and also the fact of who we are as performers, to be so like still relevant in the game that it is to now, to what that is. So with me talking all about it, but this is her show, but I just had to preface that as like one thing is what I loved about wanting to come have you here. And I've asked a couple times is like, I feel like it's just more women in our industry at the level of what we are need to be more supportive of, and more like maybe just a little bit more evasive, like, hey, how are you doing? Or what's going on? And I feel like we don't have enough of that. And so it's why I want my show to be a safe place for people to have that, to people to see the softer side of who you are and where you're going. Because I feel like it's really important to show that you're human. Like, you can take as many dicks or pussy, whatever, but you still have feelings, girl. You
I already was going to cry. Like, shit. But you're right. Like, a lot of people will come at me and, you know, I did Savannah's first girl strap-on scene, and it's like, you know, that's a big responsibility taking on somebody's first. Like, you need to know.
Do you hold that heavy on you? Like, what? Because I feel like you may have been a lot of girls first when those things, because you are also, like, maybe not in my situation where I feel like the endearing part where I could be like, hey, fuck my asshole. Yeah. But some girls have watched you for a long time. It's like, do you like kind of have more grace with them, or kind of prepare 100%. Differently? And 100%. How do you prepare differently when you know that you're a girl's first?
Well, it's like, well, let's go throwback names. Like with Jaden James, like she had never done anal. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I have to do anal on camera, and Elegant's giving me the showcase. And I'm like, all right, cool, great. I'm all, come to my apartment. I will teach you how to clean out. Yeah. I've done it for like Alexis Fox. Rachel Starr.
Okay.
Called me. She goes, hey, I took your advice, but I kind of didn't do it right. And then Jules asked me to ask you again to just refresh. And it's like, Christina with yourself, it's like anyone that ever needed me, I would be like, hey, I'm here. What do you need? Like, because Adriano used to give us those little anal prep kits, which would be horrible because it prolapsed girls, right? And you're just like, bro, like, that's not the right way to show a girl how to get ready for anal. That's not okay.
See, I like that in the aspect of me is like, okay, so again, not to make this about me and you thing, but like the level, whatever it is like, I remember and I was contracted with Adam and Neve, I think. And I don't know who you were dating or whatever at the time, somebody.
We're going to go with Christian, but they, it's okay.
I don't think it was him. I don't think it was him.
I dated Ramon.
But it was someone maybe you weren't dating and doing something with, but they told you, I was doing like a bondage-y type of thing. And they were like, we're going to have her, we're going to pay her to tell you what to do. And I'm like, I don't fucking need anybody to tell me what to do. We've been in the business the same time. And it was nothing against you. It was that, what else could she tell me that I'm going to do?
You already haven't done
that. Because I wasn't doing anything crazy. But what why I say that, so I take that, I'm like, okay, well, you're just overstepping. And it wasn't you, it was the director or whatever, saying whatever. So for me, is the first time they were like, well, she's not supposed, like, so then they told you, and then I think that either you were already on set, so then that didn't happen. So that for me was like a kind of weird time, because I was like, I don't want her to think it's her. It's just the fact, why did y'all put me in this situation to have someone do that? But why I say I like what you're saying about with the girls is that maybe for someone who was not done scenes before, that you're taking the time and prep is because that is a scary situation to go into when you're having, hey, here's an anal prep, but you don't know what that fucking means. Some girls do douches in their fucking ass, vice versa, enema to whatever, because they just put them in a bathroom where maybe in my scenario wasn't like the best case, whatever, but I took it personal, which it shouldn't have been. But in your thing, it's where it's like, I think that's great to have an educator like who has done it for several times and you're good at it, obviously, where it's like, hey, let me walk you through this one time.
Yeah.
You tell me what you need. I'm not telling you whatever. But that's why I feel like at one point, porn people try to pit people against each other to make us not like each other, which is really silly because it makes no sense because we're fucking each other. So why would you want to make it awkward when we're like, hey, just come, you know what I mean? I never understood that.
The time for Exotica and you and Lexi Bell were going off to smoke and it was in Chicago. And Lexi was
this actually an exotic or was it before? Actually, because do you remember we started?
Yes.
It was this fantasy.
No. That was it, luckily it was an actual one. Okay. Dan was there.
Okay.
So
okay.
You know, and I just remember you and Lexi were like, we want to go smoke, and I was like, it was illegal at the time. I was like, okay, I'll watch guard because we all know I don't do anything except for drink. That's it. Like if I'm gonna have anything, I'm gonna have a drink, be chill. And I was like, I'll watch guard. And then you looked at me and you're like, you're going to watch guard? And I was like, I don't mind that you smoke. And that was another thing. I always felt like in this industry, there's people who smoke and then there's people who don't smoke. Uh-huh. And I always felt like nobody liked me because I didn't smoke weed.
And it's funny because, again, the whole conversations is like, you have your side, I have my side, which I would have never, I don't care who doesn't smoke, and I don't know what that means, whatever. For me, I smoke and I drink. I want everyone to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm a people pleaser in those situations. I think for me is, I can't say about myself that I was a mean girl. I just think I didn't have etiquette to talk to other females that weren't in my like wheelhouse of what I was doing.
Correct.
So it was like the ignorance of like not knowing how to form a conversation or like doing those things where to the outside looking in, you're like, she just doesn't want to talk to anybody. I'm like, actually, if you talk to me, I could talk to you all day. I love to talk. I have a fucking podcast. I love, you know what I mean?
About talking.
You know what I mean? So it's like those things. But I think that that's, again, the level of where it's like porn sometimes, even companies, we kind of like, and maybe we did it to ourselves of not knowing, you know what I mean? Kind of like it's like sale, like ships passing in the sails of nights, whatever. Yeah. It's like every experience is a little bit different. And I feel like if we would have just been more open to talking and just I think this public conversation would happen a lot sooner
if we'd have been in the same place, because again it took like look how many it took us, we're in season 4 of your show, for us to finally be able to, and you called me last minute.
Yeah.
I literally flew out here because I was like, no, we're gonna do
respect,
this, like,
yeah.
I respect you, I appreciate you. I know whenever like you were the butt woman and you've been on the cover of like the Elegant Angels, Big Wet Asses, like people would be like, oh, you weren't the cover. You worked with me. And I was like, I don't give a fuck about a cover. My paycheck cleared. Why do I give a fuck?
Yeah. It's that part of the covers and then like, or the awards. I'm like, do you guys really like, I love all the accolades. I feel like everyone should be awarded for what we do. And I think that sometimes obviously you need things to like, accolades to certain things, but it's like we all deserve, you know, flowers. We all deserve certain things.
That.
You know, we all deserve to support each other. And I don't think that it was more of like, it was like we're pitting against things. I'm just like, it's, we're really all doing the same thing. Yeah. What makes your doggy style better than mine? Nothing. We're all fucking the same.
I've seen your doggy style. It's pretty damn good. Just going to throw it out there.
But you know, and that's what these things, it's like when those showcases were the big point or the box covers. Yeah. I remember when I first got in the industry back in like Daddy D days of like, we'd have like Sunday dinners at a Cheesecake Factory. Man. All the older girls and I was a new, they're like, well, why did you get a box cover? I'm like, I don't know. Why aren't y'all happy for me? But then that kind of became the thing where of like, are you not supposed to be happy? Are you, is it supposed to be such a thing where it's like any one of us could have been on one? And I never, and so from that point, because being pit in the beginning was like, I don't want to be that person. Like, we all can win. My, like, what you do, what I do, what anybody does, it's, we're still going to get the paycheck. We're still going to fucking do whatever, and on your level. And that's what I think came in the three-year mark of our career. Because then we're like, all right, we're already established. It doesn't matter what the fuck's going on. We don't have to, like, prove something in a sense.
And I think our names grew exactly at the same time. And I also think that split, like you said, Melissa's known. Yes, my real name is Melissa Phoenix. I don't care, okay? Just so we all know. That Melissa went more internet and hardcore, and you established with, I can do internet. I can do all the speaking roles for Adam and Eve and Wicked and everything else. That wasn't my thing. No one wanted me for that.
The thing is, I never did speak. I didn't do a lot of roles. Like, I was Gonzo.
But you were hot as fuck and you can talk. So why wouldn't they put you
there? But the thing is like, for a long time, it's like, and I'm sure you can relate, but kind of, because you've always had tits and ass. Like, for me, there's a long time nobody wanted to see the front of me. I'm like, there was a one box cover that I remember. The lady who's doing, because he did
Mason,
separate box. It wasn't even her. It was before a zero tolerance, third degree.
Oh, wow.
And it was the thing they're like, oh, we want you in the front. And it was just the front of me. And I was like, are you not going to get in trouble? I was like, and they're like, no, you have a pretty face. I'm like, I do. That was the first time in probably, I was already in three or four years that I had done a box cover that wasn't like,
yeah, looking turn around, at the elbow flex,
or arching, like hide I have my rolls. Arch.
The hiding of the rolls, when you finally learn to perfect that, like, that's when you know you're ass girl. You're like, all right, I gotta just try and grab that roll of fat and hide it, and maybe it'll look good. Like,
see,
please.
I still struggle with that, girl. And regardless of how thin and how in shape you are, when you turn around, there's rolls. Oh. And that's why it's like, it's almost like embracing your body too, but. And then the pencil test. Remember that? We had it like underneath your cheeks.
Yeah, here, put the pencils. Or Kelly used to do spoons. Kelly put fucking all the silverware. She's like, good luck trying to match me. I have the giant ass. I'm like, oh, Kelly, you win.
It's just funny to like see the evolution of like we. What year did you start?
I tried out for Playboy 2006 and got easily canceled immediately. They're like, oh no, you're not hot. And I was like, all right, cool, peace.
Was it like Playboy, like Hef Playboy?
Yeah, Hef
so
Playboy.
So you met him in that time and he was like, no, bitch, no, not happening?
It wasn't Hef, it was the assistants.
Okay.
So you had to go through like the line of assistants, and I made it to like.
Well, you just weren't his type of girl. You're a beautiful woman, but we're not like the this thin with this thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like anything
we
curves.
Got thighs and any type of stretch marks. Like I got them all
but that
day.
That just means those are warranted.
I was
okay,
like,
okay, so
my
you
time.
Tried out for that. They told you no. So then you, at that time, did you know? Or have any desire to do porn prior, like,
none.
Without the whole that? So then was
never
it just,
watched.
So how did that jump into Playboy saying no to, hey, let me take a dick.
Let me take a dick in all my holes. Okay. We can say it.
But
it's
did you,
okay.
But did you, I was going
to
say,
no,
did
didn't
you start,
start straight
I was going
to
say, I can't say everything because
it's
that doesn't
Derek.
Mean.
Okay. You know, we weren't going straight to
True.
A.
He's like,
very
don't
like,
do it.
Daddy Derek, we're not to be pleased. We can have a whole discussion and I don't give a fuck because I'm going to. So I had a friend, his name was Jeremy. We were dating. He was really into porn. He's like, go to Phoenix and see if you can get in for Playboy. I was like, and he loves porn. I mean, like,
but he said porn and to get it to Playboy. So
because I think for him, it was like the gateway.
A gateway.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, got it.
And I don't know what his meant. And honestly, who knows
you
what the fuck he is.
You still talk to this man now?
No.
Okay. I was like, can we ask him? What was your end game?
I know. I can tell you where he lives. And I actually, my mom like kind of like knows because my mom's a weirdo, but whatever. But
keeping tabs.
Yeah. I went to I was still working at Harley Davidson.
Okay.
7.5 years. Mainly I was a single mom. And I don't think you knew that until recently.
Until later, but yes.
So I'm a single mom. I'm working 60 hours. It's just me, my mom, and my brothers, and my daughter. Mm-hmm. Living in Kingman, Arizona. We left Cali to go to Arizona. So I worked at that Harley. They had free tickets, and one of the guys won free tickets to ABN.
Okay.
And I met a lot of girls. We'll just leave it that way.
At this time, you had you watched porn, or were you a highly sexual human being at that time?
Definitely 5 partners.
Okay.
I loved having sex with them.
Okay. So like, you were just adventurous with your partners.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, like getting spanked with a spatula, and you know, I don't know if you know, like one of my rules is no spanking.
Oh, okay.
I have 2 rules. Ready? Okay. This is my only no. Don't spank me and don't fucking squirt on me. Other than that, we're good, because I don't want to be peed on. I'm straight. Okay. No thanks. Okay. So I...
What if an accidental squirting happens? You get pissed and walk off set?
No, I turn them into mops.
Oh, look. See, this is where you reverse. You want to do this to me? Okay, I like this.
No, I even have girls I can show you my phone that leave me text messages. When are you going to turn me into a mop again? I loved it. It was fun. So it's kind of like...
That's the counterplay, though. It's like, bitch, I don't really want you pissing on me, but I will fuck you up.
Well, and like for me, like I did this scene with Coco Lovelock and Bridget B, which is crazy, right? And... Coco can't orgasm for real unless she does.
Okay.
So I grabbed the Hitachi and she pees all over my Hitachi. Oh. So I went and grabbed a bottle of water and threw it all over her. And like, she had no idea it was coming.
So you don't even think twice while this is happening. You just automatically go into Phoenix mode and you're like, bitch, yeah. Because you tell them obviously before, because it's like, what's your no, yes, like your correct. Yes and no's. So then
contracted
it's like, at this
browsers,
point, yeah.
Definitely yes and no's. But the bigger thing is, for me, at the end of the scene, I now do my own, like, hey, listen, are you good? Are you okay? Because I can be very soft. Like, with Savannah's first anal, like, I was very soft. Because I'm like, this is my first time meeting you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go Phoenix Marie, you know, all this time in and try and hurt you. Because some girls like it, some girls don't.
Yeah.
And I could tell Savannah is just a really beautiful girl who's into having sex and new experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I played it like that. Our second scene, we did literally like 2 days later. It was like, okay, listen, you're with a girl, Harlow Harrison, who's retired again, and Jesse, her friend, and her. And I told her, I was like, it's going to be a harder scene.
Okay.
I'm
so
like,
you preface this.
I was like, because Harlow Harrison is very hardcore. And I was like, and she kind of was like, okay. And at one point I saw her like, just kind of looking like, what do I do? Because it's not her scene type.
Yeah.
And then she asked Shameless, because Shameless shot it. And she's like, what was the difference? And he goes, maybe you just stick to that pretty porn and doing what you like. And like, you look beautiful when you take dick. And she's like, but I like girls, kind of like I want to learn. And I'm like, okay, maybe not the best time to learn is in those experiences.
Settings, yeah. But I also think though too, it's one of those things like once you work with the performer in those things, it's like you also know, especially being an experienced performer, you either know you have it or you don't.
Right.
And not have it that you can't do a successful scene, but the type of scene, right? Yes. It's because even like with me, you know, I had the conversation is like, I never was with a girl ever in life, like in Texas.
Right.
We kissed girls when we were like drunk, but my friends, we didn't do that. And I'm like, yes, we did. But I was like, but I could never express myself because I liked some of it, but I couldn't experience even more because I was shut down in a drunk setting. So when I got to porn, once I finally did it, when I had Brianna Love, when they said she really liked girls.
Rubbing it on my face. No, I'm just kidding.
So for me, it was like, she was
a true. I
thought
Christina was your first.
It was Brianna Love and then Belladonna. So I was spoiled off the gate. So for me, it was like it was girls that really like girls, and then I had also been in scenes that when we were like with other girls, but they would fake eat pussy, and I was like, first of all, don't put your face on the side of my leg, and I'm like, I ate your pussy good, bitch. Yeah. I know. So for me, I was super picky, more with women than men, because I was like, I want a girl who's borderline lesbian and really open with their sexuality, because we're like, I'm not a, I'm a pretty performer, I was, but I want my makeup's not looking the same. Like, no. My eyelash is fucking in someone's, whatever, but I'm in there. In
and Manuel's asshole.
Yeah, I'm not licking his asshole, but in but scenario, yeah. Yes.
Oh, my bad, just me. Okay, fine. Got
it. You know, I have a weird situation with Manuel that we worked in the beginning, but because my ex-husband and him were friends, and I was friends with his ex-wife, like, at the time we were friendly, we stopped working together, so... He's just more a friend. Nothing happened.
A lot of people cut me off with Christian. 100%.
It's one of those things. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
not fair to us.
It's just, for me, I understood it at the time. Afterwards, again, I was doing other things, so I didn't really care. And it was already like one of those things where it's like, how do you go back? So I'm just like, to each his own. And also, there's so many other people, like, fuck you. Like, you don't fuck me because of somebody else? Cool. If you want to pick sides because you're my, fuck you too.
Yeah. And guess what? I'm going to go ahead and be over here because there's a new guy. And I'm probably going
to fuck somebody that you want to. So going back to how you say that, like, with certain girls, you have your own procedures of, like, checklists afterwards. Is that, did that happen because something happened to you or because other things, the way the industry is now where there's different protocols where people, now that you think that maybe something was a good scene and then they go on their social media and say A, B, C, D. So... kind of walk us through that. Like, did something happen? Is there, like, what is your checklist? Like, how do you know when to say it?
I think the big thing is, so Brazzers, you know, we come to set, we go over our checklist. It has this other space and no one really fills it in. And I
what
ask,
do you mean by other space? Is it like, so it's like blank bondage, if like,
yeah, like if you were to say, oh, by the way, if you call me a whore, I'm going to slap you in the face.
Okay.
I need to know that. And that's not one of the things. So I always to ask girls, like, hey, what verbiage are you okay with? Can I call you a cunt? Mm. Are you okay with this? What is the number one thing that really does make you come?
A trigger.
Yeah. Like, I need to know happy and sad.
Okay.
And so I'll go over on camera and then.
But do they know it at that time as females? Because sometimes I say feel like. Like, sometimes you don't know unless you're in the situation.
So I have mercy for that.
Okay.
So I will tell a girl, if we start getting into something and you want to try and play around with it, and then all of a sudden, like, hey, listen, the position's good, but I can feel your energy is a lot, Melissa, then I'm going to be like, Phoenix, mercy, and just say it in a cute way.
So like a safe word.
Yeah. And it's not a stop. It's not like you did anything wrong.
Ease off the gas a little bit.
Or switch positions.
Okay. I like
then
that.
I'm like, cool, we're good. Like, she's not mad at me. She knows, like, hey, I don't like that now.
Yeah.
Or I don't like it like this. Yeah. Or maybe if I had a real dick, it felt better.
Okay.
And so even when there is a real dick involved, if we do a tag team, like with Coco, I wrote like squirting whore across her chest. I actually made Bridget write it in like lip gloss. And then
is this something that came off the dome? Like that you just was like,
I'm just having fun.
Okay.
I was like, hey, let's just try this.
Okay.
I don't really, like, I'm very blessed that the directors respect me.
Yeah.
Because we've been in so long. They're like, Melissa.
But it's because they know that you know what you're doing.
And I'm never going to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Ever. I've never hurt anyone on set. Have no desire. I had a girl that there's only one scene I've ever done where I was like, she said, I feel like the toy is raping me. And I got up and I said, I'm leaving. And I was like, I will not do this scene.
So mid-scene, you were like, this isn't. Okay.
Yeah, and it was just the beginning. And right before that, she's like, my man's got a big BBC. I love deep throat. So it was like, you just told me all these things. I gave her 3 toy options. She wanted the one the director wanted because she wanted to make him happy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, boo, like, don't do that. And I told her from this point on, I'm like, don't do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Don't tell me ahead of time. You've watched all my stuff. You're a super fan. And really, you're fucking terrified and cry right after the beginning of the scene.
How does that make you feel as a performer and like who you are walking into those moments when someone that you're working with tells you, I'm your biggest fan. I've watched all your stuff. How does
Bella Danger.
How does that make you feel? Because it could go 2 ways. It could be really good.
Yep.
Or it could go really bad. There's only 2, right?
Yeah,
really bad.
Yeah.
In my scenario, it's always been bad.
Yeah.
Anytime I hear that, I'm like, fuck, we're going to have a horrible day. Because mine mostly is just with the men.
Yeah.
But that means for me, when that happens, they can't get their dick hard.
Yep.
They're overly excited. They're either going to, like, they don't know what to do and they don't even how to act really. That you're just like, I would have rather you just said nothing.
Yeah. You're ruining my day right now. Because
then I would have had more empathy, but now I'm like, how can you say you're a fan and then that happens? So, like, how do you feel with, I'm sure you get more females because you're doing more dommy type things.
Right.
How does that make you feel? Because you also, too, you're especially now, it's like you're on a gray area of where you don't want to cross people's boundaries. You want everyone to have fun because we're not doing it to hurt people.
Never.
We're doing it for a show, like a show,
it's a show
for our fans,
100%.
Like to make it whatever. But part of why you're a great performer is that the same way when people talk about the men is like you're a performer that can bring out the things in the woman that maybe I can or Savannah, whoever you're working with can't. So it's like, how do you place yourself still in like, where do you go from there?
You know, I was on set today getting my makeup done so I could look pretty for you.
Love it.
And I noticed one of the, it was a boy, girl scene and I'm not in the scene.
Okay.
All right. I came in, it was cleared that I could come get my makeup done. So I realized that one of the girls had a very outgoing personality and super happy. And the other one was extremely reserved. Mm. And I'm looking at the dynamic and I'm like,
this isn't going
to
work.
Someone needs to help them bond because the two girls weren't speaking. She's not talking to the makeup artist. And she, like, I kept telling her, beautiful. She had natural boobs. They were beautiful. And I was like, yo, your body's insane. Like, can I show you a position like you might like? And I was like, you can totally tell me to go fuck myself, Phoenix, and we're good. And I will respect that. And she goes, no, what? And then she did the pose and her breasts were gorgeous and her butt was gorgeous. And I'm like, awesome. I then said some like sweet things to her and she came and sat down next to me while I was getting my makeup done when it wasn't her turn to talk on the script. And she just kind of was like, I'm going to be like Urban X, like one of the trophy girls. I'm going to do all these things. I'm like, awesome. That's amazing. And I just looked at her and I'm like, you're not talking to the people you should be talking. Mm-hmm. So you clearly don't want to be with the male talent and you're clearly not into the female. Why not just tell everybody now so we don't have an issue later? And then you're just kind of like, oh, but if I can bring it out of her just by 3 or 4 compliments, why aren't other girls sharing this knowledge? Like, just be nice to these girls. They're new. She's a year in.
Yeah.
People think that's old. That's not old.
Yeah. No, I mean, I completely agree. I think that it's a dynamic of power play. You know, it's one of those things that sometimes I think that people don't know who's like in charge, not in a sense like the director in that sense, but like some people don't want to step on toes. Some people just gravitate and they're like someone like yourself who's like you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You're a big personality. You're going to talk to everybody from the person who greets you at the door to the makeup person, whatever. And then some people, again, and I think about this on the level of when I first started in the year is because I'm a talkative person when I'm comfortable.
Yes.
I'm not when I don't. And so that's what people misconstrue me. They're like, oh, you're just a bitch. No, I'm just observing my surroundings because it's like I don't know what it is. So I feel like a lot of girls that don't know where it's like there should almost be not an etiquette class in a sense, but like there's more like, again, it's the camaraderie of like if more women spoke about the unspoken, it wouldn't be such a like a challenge. It's because we've all signed up to take
all
dick.
Signed up to take dick and
but
pussy
it's, people take dick different ways. So it's like
true.
Some people, you know what I mean? So that's why it's like the levels of like, what are we really getting into? And now I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not on sets like that, but now I feel like it's more of a guidance of where before it was just like, you either get along with this person or you don't. You have a no list and it's, you have like a checklist of what you want. And then that's just what it is. But then now it's like, there's someone on set and like you're contracted with browsers. And you know, they told me that there's like someone to make sure that the females are taken care of, which I was like, that's such a cool concept is because a lot of, even though our business is women driven,
right,
it's men ran.
Correct.
And so on some sets you'll have a big scene, but there's no females other than the talent. And you may not know who this is and you're about
banged.
To get fucked,
yeah.
But you also don't have, like, you don't know if she's like your team player yet or if, like, how she gets down. And like you said, maybe she's a year in and she doesn't know her place, where it's like, I think that those things, more things need to be in place. And where, like, the same going back on my thing where it's like with you being on a set, being like, hey, just giving advice in the setting of you're just giving free knowledge.
Yeah.
You didn't show up, but you went there to get your makeup for something clearly different.
Right.
But you just still seeing what the scenario is, I think, good to have someone just say that. I don't know how you present that on a state, like on a level of browsers, whatever, if that maybe is the talent liaison or whatever. Yeah. But I feel like it's just a safe space is that we, at the end of the day, we're fucking.
Yes.
And it's the most intimate thing that anybody can do.
And it's there forever.
And we're great at what you do, but you also need a comfortable space to let that happen so you could fucking come.
Yeah.
So a lot of those things come in place. And so that's why I'm really happy that the industry has moved more towards the women being more like secure and more being okay, is because I feel like nobody cared about us before. Nobody cared that if you had a bad time. Nobody cared because social media wasn't as big back in the day. If you tweeted something, yeah, they didn't care what it was because it didn't have repercussions. Now it's a gift and a curse. I feel like there's girls that may speak, they didn't speak on set, but they're speaking on their social media, which I don't think is fair.
I don't either.
Until you say and address it, and then maybe you're not heard, then okay, I understand there's a second, another result. But I don't think it's fair when nobody knew that you felt that way at that point. And that's why I feel like the talent liaison and those things are better to have in place, where it's like, if you just have a safe space and an outlet, then let's go from there, because we can all do more if 100%. You feel safe.
Yeah.
You know, even speaking and communicating, we feel more open and vulnerable when we have a platform that we don't feel judged. We don't feel whatever. Like, we're already going to be told, oh, you take dick. Oh, you're a whore. Okay, cool story. Next.
Yeah, I've heard.
But how can I be the best whore?
Yeah.
How can I be the best
I want to make the most money. Like, you know, that's what I mean? I'm here
and
for.
Do it. And that's, come. You know, why outside looking in with you is, I commend you for being such a big present in the Dom world, but being so kind-hearted. Thank where it's you. Like a lot of people don't, they don't give a fuck. Like, if you were to be a man in the same situation, you would be like, you know, they would suck a different
they would treat me as a misogynist person. They'd for be like, sure. Oh, you just hate women. And
yeah,
da, da,
but
da.
You're giving both sides. Yes. And that's what I give with me. It's like, you clearly like it.
I love it.
You clearly get off yeah. to it. And that's yes. again, why you're good at what you do. But it's like, now you're like, but if I do and they don't, how is this going to work? And it doesn't look good.
And that's so where it's like you having have to be those, able to back off.
Do you have something that you, or maybe throwing in the air, is like where you could be like an advocacy for these women and like do something in that sense? Because I feel like there needs to be more of that.
And that's kind of where if I'm working with a new girl, I actually go over like, hey, what do you do? Like if you get a yeast infection, like what happens if you have bacterial vaginosis? And I'm sorry, guys, this is gross for you guys, but
it's educational.
Earmuffs. We're here for the ladies also. So fuck you guys. But it's like, these are the things that we didn't really talk about. I ask them like, hey, listen, I hope you're not prepping with a butt plug. Like you can actually stretch your colon because that's the elasticity. It's the sphincter muscle. So small glass toys are better for it. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're using the proper lube. Make sure you try the lube before you go to set. Like, hey, this is mine. Invest in yourself and your own well-being. Like, hey, pure silicone lube is, in my opinion, the best lube ever. This is my lube. I bring my lube set.
Yeah.
Because not everybody provides it.
Yeah.
Brazzers, they have 20 different lubes all in a case. Here you go. And they get cleaned after every like time they get used. Everything's cleared. I think the talent liaison part needs a little bit of cleaning up on all sets because...
Mm-hmm. Is Brazzers the only one who has that or other sets?
Gamma
do
does as well. So okay. Gamma Sites. Okay. So if you're on Bree Mills, they have it. I always say it wrong. I believe it's Balesa. They do. It's become more of a common thing.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure. One, I don't want to be a me too'd on Twitter.
Well, that's why I feel like you're one of those people that's very a gray area because you're the Dom and those things. That's why I asked, is that why you chose your...
My ex video. Your ex, yeah.
You know, yeah.
It was that. And also it's, I want to make sure that if I work with you again, like some performers do great. Like Coco Lovelock was the one that peed on me and I threw the water and all that fun stuff. And she loved it. And she goes, I think this is the first time in my life I've actually been dommed by anyone.
Yeah.
And I said, are you okay with it? Like, would you do it again? Do you want it? And then, like, I see her at AVN right afterwards. She goes, when can we shoot again? And I'm like, okay, calm down.
That has to be a good feeling, though.
Yeah, it
because
is.
It's like you're also in a space where a lot of those girls, I'm sure, don't trust a lot of people. So it's like to know that you're the one who's trusted in those situations, I feel like has to be like a pat of the back or like, your own trophy of that, yeah. You know what I mean?
And, you know, I never won any awards. I've won every Hall of Fame award that could ever be given. A mom and from X-Biz on
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like they want me to retire.
But who is they and why do you feel that way?
You know, I think when we hit a certain point, especially when our names are as big as they are, I feel like yours is a little bit more honest. Like, you got the accolades from ABN. You've gotten your accolades of multiple scenes. And you worked hard for it.
But to a point. But and on the, like, Catch-22 is there never been personal awards. It's never been on those levels ever. It's been movies I've been in or companies that have done certain things. And we all know it's really political at a certain like thing.
Oh, you won every ass award there is, woman.
Fan awards. So, yeah, that made it more.
I think you've done both, haven't you?
Well, the ass award is only a fan award. I thought that so was it's both. It was a fan voted award. Yeah. So that's why it's like that was the only one that I really cared to have that I knew. And it was for 4 years in a row was because I knew I earned it properly. It wasn't because somebody. I didn't fuck somebody. I play the game or whatever. And the one thing for me was that I'm not an ass kisser in general. And not because I can't be. It's because I don't feel like it's necessary. I treat everyone like it's like I'm an equal. If we put our pants on every single day, the same. So for me is if you show me respect, I'll show you respect. Now, again, there's been people that I haven't had the conversations to have any respect. So you just...
You're just there.
You're just there. But for me, I'm also Southern, so I'm nice.
Yeah.
But nice sometimes doesn't mean that I'm like being like indulging in something. So it's I feel like the older I've become is like I choose to have the conversation. I don't like small talk. Yeah. I like in-depth conversations of like getting to know substance.
Let's go to dinner. Let's go eat and have a
like,
real
tell
life.
Tell me about like what really is going on. Like how does you not having an award and only Hall of Fame like really make you feel? I'm sure it doesn't feel good. You've had a lot of people do these things where it's like, you know, you should have won something. That's why I went before. It's like we all deserve an award. We all deserve to be praised and looked at like, you know what I mean? Of those things where it's like, it shouldn't just be, oh, if you get this, then you're the best person or your name's bigger. There's no reason that my name's bigger than your name. Your name is talked about just the same as being, you're still current in the industry. You're still really loved within still the working. Industry of the Very people blessed. In the, like, for me, I think it's more of the respect you get within your industry and the people that they have, you know what I mean? And the longevity of what that means.
Yes.
And I think that, and then it's the fans, and then it's like what that does, whatever. So I feel like in those realms, it's like you should have gotten awards. They're more than just a Hall of Fame. You should have gotten things, but I think that it's sometimes overlooked.
I feel also that people thought winning these awards would change their lives financially. Or
it doesn't.
And it doesn't. And
they're almost in a sense that I don't, and it's not taking anything away from AVN or X's or anything that is, but it's like a paperweight.
Yeah.
I have them. I respect them. I love them and
you
everything
earn
like that.
Them.
But none of them takes that away from you or the next girl or whatever. So it's like, it didn't make my scene rate more money. It didn't make my like check. Like we're still getting
we're
the same
still
amount of
the
money.
Same money.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So that's why I was like, what does that really mean to you? You know,
and it's and like, it's nice. Like you said, to be acknowledged amongst your peers. You know, we've been at all the same award shows, our mutual friends from the start to when they all left, and there's not many of us left.
Mm-hmm.
Most have OD'd, unfortunately. Rest in peace to all those. We know a lot of big names come to both of our heads. Our friends have, you know, gone down paths that have chosen not to be here. And to still, like you said, be relevant, be a part of, be participating. You doing this allows yourself to still share like, hey, this is one of my stories. Like, how do you feel about your stories? And these new girls are like, wow, this is your story. I was at dinner with like a whole bunch of performers ranging from like Angela White to Alexis Fox and all the way down the line. And I started saying a story about Jason and some evil angel stuff. And they just looked at me with their mouth open. Like, wait, you did what? You did who? Why would you do that? And I was like, I don't know. That's just what we did back then.
Mm-hmm.
We did crazy shit.
So what would you say is your craziest on scene situation that people in that situation would be like, what the fuck? Like, what is a crazy story? Like, again, you're a performer who's hardcore. Something that's crazy to you may not be crazy to some of the fans. Like, but what is something that stands out that was crazy?
I did a scene for Jason. For Evil Angel.
Is he still around? What happened?
He is not. We will not discuss that on camera. Me and you. We'll talk about that definitely later.
Like,
but
I haven't heard that name in so long.
I know. I'm all. But
maybe do a milk enema.
Yeah. See, and those are the ones that are crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, mine was. I wish it would have been. It was a pretty sloppy scene. Pretty sloppy number two, and it was me, Tory Lane, Jennifer White, and Jessica Moore.
Okay.
me and Jason are walking around this giant house, and he pulls me to the bathroom. He goes, "Hey, I got a great idea." I'm like, "What's your great idea?" He goes, "Toothpaste up your asshole." And I was like, "Excuse me?" I was like, "Who comes up with toothpaste?"
Is it like minty?
It will burn. Oh, don't do it.
I was like, okay? That just
seems... For some reason, my asshole's, you know, indestructible. I've done some fucked up shit. Like, we all know it, okay? But I was like, "I don't know. I guess toothpaste is what you want." He goes, "Yeah." So everyone gets a lovely toothbrush. And what I had to do was 3 stripes into Aquafresh, 3 stripes out. Now you got free promotion. They better pay you on this, by the way.
Why aren't you endorsed with that ad? We put your name. Like, it was 50% off.
50% off of Aquafresh because it came out of Phoenix's ass. But I literally had to push it out.
Onto their toothbrushes?
Way worse. Onto a white couch, because, you know, porn in our white couches. Oh. Then they took the toothbrushes. 2 would pry open my asshole, and then they brush their teeth and spit brush toothpaste into my ass.
Oh.
And then they'd keep digging and brushing their teeth into my asshole. And then, because I hadn't eaten in 72 hours.
Oh,
Manuel blacked out my tit accidentally in a busty lifeguards number
girl,
4.
Why haven't you fought more people in your life? Like, why are these traumatic situations?
Well, it was like, it was one of those things where
if someone asked me to do this, I love you to death, but I would fight somebody. I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? Even if I was the girl who pried your asshole open with a toothbrush, I'd have an issue with you. I'd be like, is this healthy? Like,
oh, I remember, like, I...
So, was the couch still white?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were clean, because you said 72 hours, so you were good.
I did 3 days back-to-back, and my rule is, you don't eat, the last cutoff meal is 4 p.m., the day before you're about to shoot. So, I would clean out, like, shower enema. I'm really big on shower enemas. Okay. If you guys don't know what they are, Google it yourselves. Enjoy. And I'd shower enema, and then I if I knew it was back-to-back-to-back, I was like, gummy bears, you've heard. I don't know if you ever did that.
Sugar thing. I was never an anal girl, yeah, so I know. I didn't do that, but I...
You did 1 or 2?
I've done like 5.
5,
like,
okay.
Yeah, I think there's only about 5. A big handful.
All 3 of them were probably on your OF. That's why I don't know.
None of them.
Really?
No, I never. And there's no on my OF. Really? There's nothing. It was all in the industry. The first one was with my ex-husband. There was probably 2 after that. And then Jules Jordan, Marcus Dupree, and Mick Blue.
Great lineup.
So it was about, that was really the only ones. But yeah, very, very select.
Do you want to use some toothpaste? I have some in my bag. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to think about the toothpaste the same again. Like, I'd have to go look at your Cena and be like, what is this?
Babe, I've been set on fire while fucking.
What?
Yeah, literally.
For a scene?
Yeah.
Okay, let me talk about, let's go back to this. Like, I feel like this is almost like, I also have a thing on my show. I say I'm Dr. Texas without the PhD. But girl, why are you such a people pleaser? Why are you letting these people fucking set you on fire and fucking put toothpaste up your asshole and do God knows what else that you haven't told us here at Private Talk? But why? Because again, if you like it, to each his own. But I also know you like a point of it because you like the, like, thrill factor.
Yes.
But you damn well know you do not like being set on fire while you're fucking.
I
you're
actually
not
did.
Girl,
no, so it was crazy. So I'll tell you the fucked up part after.
What was
so,
set on fire?
Set on fire was there was this guy, it was a kink. His name is Maestro. He would light your body on fire and then they
your whole body.
My whole body. And then they said, "Would you mind trying to fuck Jason Brown while you're on fire?" And Jason's, you know, big BBC like brother. Okay. And I was like, okay. So I'm trying to deep throat him and fire wraps underneath my thigh. And I literally pull his cock away and go hot. And they knew that, like, put the fire out and it had wrapped. And my hair's in a bun. I'm sweating greasy.
What do they put on you to, like, coat?
So it's like an alcohol.
Okay.
And so
it has to be a barrier.
Yeah. It's a semi-barrier. The problem is, so I do it, okay? Have a good time. New experience. Cool. Trust my girl. I can scare you on some shit. But the next week, I'm on set with Skin Diamond. I'm not. Right. I wasn't fortunate enough to have sex with Skin Diamond, but I love her music.
Her face, that's great.
I'm not talking to her. But she goes, "You know, I have a phoenix on the side of my body," and I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "It's because I was burned, and they did it inappropriately, and it all the scaling was from the burn marks, and it was to cover it." And I was like, "Where were you last week when I was doing the stupid shit?" I've had Bobby Starr put my feet in water and electrocute the water and myself. and then beat me until my feet came out.
And you thought that was, and it was great? You loved it?
How about the fact I trusted Bobby had done it before and she didn't?
I'm like, bitch, I'm not trusting anyone to beat me in the water.
Like,
is again, difference of performers, but yeah. I value that you are that open to be like, hey, we're in a safe space to do these things. But girl, there's some deep rooted shit in there. Dr. Texas is here for you, because at the end of the day, too, is there's a level of pushing yourself and there's a level of safety. There's a level of all these things. But at what level do you stop from pleasing everyone to pleasing yourself? Because if you came up with it by yourself, okay, it's fine. And some things we don't know because we want to test.
We've never done it.
So you want to like do things. But it's like, it's almost like now that they know you'll fucking do everything, bitch, no. I've said no. Daddy D's not around, but I'll be your fucking agent. I don't give a fuck your contract.
You're not doing that.
No.
Think about it.
Boundaries.
Who came up to me? Tony T was like, hey, here's some photos. And if you could, you know, lift this performer and like slide to me these bodybuilding chicks, like manhandling dudes sucking their dick in the air. And I was like, okay, first of all, I can't overhead press and suck somebody's dick. I know I can't do that. But I could probably do some of these things. And then I was like, is this what you guys really want me to do?
So did you do it?
Yeah, 100%. You've never seen the Jordy flip?
No, I don't watch porn.
There was no way.
That sounds crazy, but I don't.
A person in the room, have you seen that?
So
where I flipped Jordy.
You flipped Jordy and you
see the face.
My cameraman has seen it. I have not seen it. So you flip him and his dick is still hard.
Hard. And not only that, but
if I was a man, my dick would go inside my body. If some bitch lifted me up and was like, whatever you're doing to it.
Jordy spoke no English.
Oh.
Only Spanish. And thank God my Spanish is okay. So he's like,
I cannot with you. Okay.
I curled him.
What did you tell him in Spanish?
I was like, are you okay? I was like, basically, are you okay? Like, are you okay? And he's, I'm all okay. And he'd be like, yes, it's fine. And I'm like, okay, I hope you mean it. I curl him against this fireplace and blow him. Then here's
the deal.
But
what do you mean, what does that mean?
I mean, like, I physically curl him.
So you pick him up like he's facing you and you're picking him up and you're just putting
and
him in his dick.
And sucking his dick like that.
Oh my God.
Oh, no, it gets worse. So now I got to figure out how to get him from the wall, okay, to this bed where I'm supposed to start fucking him. Well, I can't do it gently because there goes the dom aspect of it that these guys are jerking off to. So I tombstone pile drive his ass into this bench. And I was like, what am I doing? And Tony's like, you're doing great.
I like that all of this is off the top of your head. You're like, I'm over here picking this guy up. I'm going to bam on the floor.
It gets better. Because then Alexis, I have to flip him. I should have been. I'm like, unfortunately, the sucking dick got in the way of the wrestling. Fuck you, WWE. But like, I had to flip him upside down so he could eat my pussy while I sucked his dick. And he's inverted.
So you did like a Prince Joshua on Jordy, but the opposite of Prince.
Because Prince used to roll them up, right? And then fuck them. Me, I'm literally like upside down with them. And I'm like, I do it with girls and guys. So like this scene with Jordy, then
I'm like,
Tony's like, we need a good finisher. And I was like, I don't know. And it was, remember that Superman this hoe, hey. So I let him Superman while he's fucking my ass. And he's like full arms out. And I'm like, I'm doing this. He's doing this. And the camera, I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? Then it became the thing. And you know how many girls dropped other girls doing this?
So people were trying to do what we were doing?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, the companies were like, oh, hey, Lauren Phillips, you're really big. Why don't you try it with so-and-so? And Lauren's like, you know, I just have special strength. We're going to say that so it's not an inappropriate word. But it's like I just have special strength that I can do that to people.
Yeah.
Seth Gamble, I curled at 205 into a wall. And that was the only way Seth got to fuck me.
I'm surprised his dick was so hard after that. Like any guy, not just him, but any guy. Like for me, it's the man aspect, right? Because like I'm an alpha, right?
Right.
I love things like, for me, I used to alpha females I was with. So I used to pick girls up myself. And that was like, it was like the whole What was that movie? The car movie with Vin Diesel and Paul.
Fast Furious.
Yes. So yes. The scene where he picks up this chick in the garage and he's fucking his girlfriend.
Oh yeah, yeah, so hot.
I loved it. So Every girl that I would dom. So I would pick them up and I would do that.
Why didn't I get dom? Right, that's some fucking
bitch. We are two big bitches. I don't think we could dom each other. That's the problem. So it's like I could do that, but imagining so if I would the flip reverse and someone did me, I would feel. I don't know if I had a dick and someone's curling me to suck my dick. I don't know how I would feel about it. I don't know how I would feel about it for these men that did it, but
a lot.
Girl, more power to you. I mean, what do you bench? I mean, do you work out for these scenes? Do you work for these scenes?
No, because that's the thing I get. Like, I had a dude run up at me at Exotica. I'm in heels, okay? And you know, I'm not really like into the dresses. Like, this is my nice wear for you
me.
Today.
She did it for me. Don't be jealous.
I was going to wear leggings and she's looked at me like, and I was like, I know better. Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll put it on the Texas. Nice clothes. Exactly. Dr. Texas, I will not do that. But it was so funny because like I had this guy, I'm in like probably a bodysuit and like some type of pant with it. He came running full speed. He's 6'3", thin, but 6'3", and jumps on me and I catch him. And I'm in heels, like fucking the Gucci, like 7-inch ones. Like,
Matrix that bitch and made him fall.
And he literally looks at me and goes, I knew you'd catch me. And then I let him go. And I was like, fuck you for doing that. And he goes, how much do you bench? And I was all, I don't know, because I don't bench. I just lift you little fucking bitches up. That's it.
That's hot. I mean, I get why people like it, but that's just, so you don't even work out like
no,
that?
No, I don't work out. At all.
So how do you have this power strength that you're picking up dudes and sucking dick?
I'm Italian. Phoenix Marie. That's what I'm going with. I'm Italian. It was in my Italian genes.
Italian stallion, baby. Well,
remember, it's all core and ass. Like, you're lifting from your legs.
Yeah, but it's just a lot.
You can do it. Come on. I'll go find a guy for you. We'll go outside.
I would laugh hysterically, first of all. The thing is like, women I could do because I can dom. If I were to dom a man, I just can't even.
Can you switch well with females or no?
Like being like a sub to
not full sub. So like I now that we are in our positions and we are older and we're even having these conversations where we're actually getting to know each other, I feel like if we were to ever have a girl scene, it's not a fight scene. It's like kind of playful, like where you'd like choke me and kiss me and then like vice versa and like. It's about,
for me, I'm about power duality. So in those sense, whatever. Same. So it's for me, it's about, again, why I love what you've said throughout the show. It's about, it's not like you could tell that you like it based off of what you're saying, whatever. And it's the same way for me as a performer. There's things that I loved being dom in certain things. And I love exploring my sexuality, certain things. So I definitely think it's the power duality of why two alphas can work together, or even two alpha male and female can work together. If you were communicated and also know each other's boundaries.
Yes.
And I think that it would be great. So that's why I get the sexual aspect of that. For me, when it comes to the male counterpart, my lady boner is inside my body when I'm doming a man, because I can verbally, yes, but I want to be overpowered by a man. So that role I can't switch. But with females, I definitely can do both.
And my male
counterpoint too, like if they want to be dom, like I could playfully do things, but I want you to put me in my place. Exactly. Yeah. Like in that kind of thing. So that's why I think it's interesting with someone like yourself, is because you're so, you have so much confidence in sexuality and who you are, is why you saying that, hey, I don't lift weights, but I can pick this fucking bitch off of a man of whatever how it feels for you, is, but that's your truth.
Yeah.
So what comes across the sexiness is that's just who you are. You know, and that's why I feel like it comes across as authentic and not like, what is she doing? Is she trying to do too much? Whatever. No, you're just doing it. Because off top, I remember being in scenes like, and especially female stuff, is like, because most girls get boring. They're not like innovative. So I'm just like, what can I do to make this fun? We have to be like hands on deck. We got to do things all the time.
We have 45 minutes of fucking.
I'm touching, I'm grabbing, I'm doing something. So it's like, you got to be innovative.
Yeah.
So I get that aspect of it. The power play, it's crazy. I lift weights. I don't think I want to bench press a man.
I didn't plan on bench pressing.
No, but I mean, the fact that you can do that. Well, great.
And for me, it's like, you know, I've done other things and
it just doesn't get me off as much.
No, like I let Aiden Starr recently beat the shit out of me. Yeah. I was like, Aiden. And everyone's like, she's so little and you're so big. And I'm all, well, it's why can't she dom me?
Yeah.
Like, again.
I mean, I let Jenna Hayes dom me.
Yeah.
It was because I knew what it was. But she asked me, she's like, can I dom you? I'm like, okay. So she tied me up in bondage, whatever. It's not something that I particularly whatever, but it was hot in the nature is because I knew what the role play was.
Right.
And, you know, and I get it. You know, people want to dom the big booty.
Yeah, they're like, okay, tie it up. Make sure my ass looks super fat. We're good. Okay, thigh meat, shaky shake. Let's go.
I love it. All right, we're going to play Truth with Texas. We're going to ask you some crazy questions, I feel like this whole interview has been pretty crazy itself, which I love. I feel like there's so many much more. I think we could have had a whole other hour to really be talking about lots of things, but we'll have a part two.
Okay, man, let's go.
All right, Truth with Texas is we're going to ask you four different types of questions, kinky, naughty, spicy, romantic, all those things. I know you're all of those things. All right, handcuffs or blindfold?
Blindfold.
Wildest place you've ever had sex?
In a tree with Tommy Gunn and Ricky White.
Oh, two people. Okay. Choked and spanked. Which one?
Definitely don't spank me. That's how you get hit.
Hey, she's authoritative. All right. Do you like dirty talk?
Love it.
What is a form of your dirty talk? Can you give us an example?
Usually it is, please choke me, daddy, because as far as your cock can come inside of my ass, I'm going to scream and my pussy's going to squirt on you. Mm. Stuff like that.
I like it. What's the biggest you've taken in your asshole?
Everything. I mean, I've taken two dicks in my asshole, one in my pussy, and then we had a relief guy, because I've never done a gangbang, but we had one guy on the side, and for a photo, I was like, come on over here, just put it in my mouth, see, hi.
But Team Claire.
I could do like three, probably easy.
Did you put a Grey Goose bottle on your pussy or your ass?
It was a champagne bottle in my asshole.
Okay, I was Browsers like, I knew that there was a
first
bottle.
First Browsers Live, yep.
Okay, I like it. Lube or spit?
Depends on the depth of the throat, like if you've drinking lemonade and all the
things.
If
you're a sonar, you're going to talk about lube.
Yeah, you're definitely.
You said you like your lube.
I do. I like lube. I'm open. Like if my partner's into it, because there again is the pH balance and the education part. It's like if you're smoking a shit ton of weed and now I'm spitting in a girl's vagina and she doesn't, it might mess up the pH. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You need lemons in your life.
Trust me.
Biggest turn off.
Hygiene.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with hygiene.
Have you ever been a part of the Mile High Club?
I have not. I've given a blowjob. I don't think that counts.
Okay. Ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
No, sadly.
Role play. What is your favorite type?
Good question. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that. Role play.
And do you role play in your personal life?
You know, I try to like dress up, and like my current guy, obviously there's a ring on my finger. He is very like kind of vanilla. He's like, I love you. His role play is please come to bed with no makeup on, no clothes, and just be ready for me to like
he wants
fuck
Melissa.
All your holes. Yeah. He wants Melissa and that's it.
Okay. And you're still actively shooting.
Yes.
And he loves all of that too. Is he?
Not necessarily does he love it. I think
he accepts it.
He is at a point where he wishes, obviously, my income didn't come from what we do. Mm-hmm. And he would love to do a podcast. He's like, I'd love to do an OnlyFans with you. But he's a professional skier. I don't care. His name's Tanner Hall. Okay. He's won 14 X Games gold medals. He invented freestyle skiing. Does very well.
Biggest cheerleader. Go support your man, girl.
And like I tell everyone, I'm all, you know, he may not be someone else's cup of tea. Fine. But
it is yours.
He is such an icon. He's like us in porn. That's what he is to skiing. And I told him, kids are looking up to you. We don't have kids looking up to us.
Yeah.
They may be watching us like a Bella at 12 years old telling me some stupid shit. And I'm like, I'm gonna fucking cut you, little girl. But like, that is not something I want associated with his brand.
Yeah.
He has his own brand. His brand is, I ski the better than anyone else.
Yeah.
I don't want you to fuck me in an OnlyFans situation because now these young kids are like, my idol is being... He even had fans writing, when you meet your idol and then find out he's a cuck. Mm. Shit like that. And I'm like, don't hurt him. Yeah. Like, that's my dude. Like, I'll kill you.
Yeah. But that's cool to be in a situation like yourself where it's like you are owning who you are and your relationship with him, but you also don't need to like have synergy within that.
Yeah.
It's like it works for you. It doesn't have to work for him. And I think that it's really important to keep lives separately and to, you know, and then obviously you integrate it in which way you need to. But I feel like there's no need to like put it into that situation. It just, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It doesn't.
You know, it'll work momentarily, but I feel like it, yeah.
It always comes down to, why can't I fuck your friends? Yeah. And like, maybe we should do threesomes and then I will fucking murder you because you're going to fuck up and try and fuck all my friends behind my back. They're going to tell me. And then, yeah.
You've been something through some shit. You know, you've been through some shit. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. All right. Help me, doctor. Questions. Worst hookup story.
Worst hookup story. Oh, I don't think I have one.
I like that. Have you ever thrown up on somebody while having sex?
Thrown up? No.
Deep throated too hard, or are you just that big of a champ that you don't?
I just swallow it. Yeah.
I was like,
swallower, yo, bro. Come on. On the face or swallow. Either or.
Have you ever had someone fallen asleep during sex on you?
No, but I have seen it happen on set.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
On set?
Yeah.
That had to have been like alcohol. She was on Special pills. K. I was like some kind of pills.
It was bad.
Who was it?
It was Amy Brooke. Oh. And
I haven't heard that name in a long time. I saw her take three dicks in her ass.
Yeah. Did you see whenever I had a drill dough in her vagina and then a Tomcat? Yeah. You remember the old? No one talks about those anymore, right? It's like, it's a power tool, guys, but with a dick. And I was drilling. It was a live scene. It was Amy versus Phoenix. And I was like, which again, I don't like versus. When her colon stayed on Tomcat's wrist and when Tomcat was pulling out the fist, I'm going to give that to Amy. I'm going to let her win that because her colon had to then be rolled off the wrist. It's live. That's my scarier shit is I'm like with the drill down underneath and the camera's watching and I just went, what are you supposed to do at that point?
Was that the first prolapse asshole that you've seen? Or like,
I've seen a prolapse. I got really mad at Jason for making me fuck a girl, but he was mad at me for something else. We'll just leave it at that. But he had a girl prolapse, but I've never seen a colon come off on a wrist and be rolled off.
I would be traumatized.
I was. And that was the other thing is squirt and prolapsing. No prolapsing your vagina, because I've seen that on film.
Your vagina prolapses?
Yeah. There are girls' vaginas in this industry currently.
Thank God we're in a safe place, right? Girl. We don't have those problems.
I literally hold water and I'm like, I do like all the make sure my vagina stays good. You're like, we're good. My asshole, though, yeah.
Hey, it's just a gamble. Kinky questions. Bondage, yes or no?
100%.
Shower sex or car sex?
Car, because shower, it can dry you out sometimes. You know?
Any fetishes? What are your fetishes?
My fetishes. I love feet. Okay. I keep staring at your nails and your toes. That's a weird fetish thing.
Don't be sorry, girl.
I like personalities and smiles. Like, that's like if you got those, boom. And then I look at the body after, and then eyes.
What is a sex skill that you are most proud of?
I mean,
bench pressing fucking guys who you can suck their dick. I mean, I feel like I can answer that for you. No, I don't think I've ever known a girl who's done that. I'm scared.
I mean, I deep throw a mandingo all the way down. Wow. And I've met and Lex. Golf clap? Thank you. Golf clap. I mean, I think all the holes have done their work. So I've just never done vaginal because, like, to me, I'm all. That's a pussy. Like, you treat that good.
Okay.
The other holes are for, like, multiple dicks. That's fine.
Mutilate those hoes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that most number of times you've had sex in a day?
Seven.
Romantic questions. Making out or cuddling?
It depends on the guy or girl.
Cut or uncut?
Depends on if it's anal or not anal. If it's anal, we all know them. Uncircumcised dicks are like no work. Glove. They're going as hard as they can. And it's like, you're just laughing like, yo, I don't feel shit.
Just don't take it all the way out. Have you ever been in a relationship with a female?
I have.
How long?
It was when I was around 19. Okay. And it lasted about a year. The deal is I was not sure of myself. And a lot had happened, and like I'd had my daughter, 18 and a half. So a lot had happened, and I was like, maybe exploring. Girls. And then I realized most girls are crazy, like, and we are. Well, it's fine. I don't care. Like, yeah, we're all crazy in our own ways. So I kind of got over that idea, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to come to set. I've been with 1,327 girls and 43 men in my life. So I obviously like girls.
Numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question, deal breakers. What is a deal breaker for you? You say that you're in a relationship right now, you got a ring on your finger. What is a deal breaker in your scenario, in your relationship?
Cheating.
So because you do porn, is your relationship monogamous? Do they have an open relationship? What is cheating considered to you? Because everybody's kind of different.
Right. So I believe in communication. If I were to say like, hey, listen, we're dating and you're out in a club or you're in Texas, you're visiting family and you're at a bar and someone comes up to you and you're like, yo, babe, I want to fuck this chick. Like, she's hot as fuck. I'd be like, okay, cool. You know the rules. Don't let your family see it. Like, we're not going to disgrace each other. You're not going to bring back anything you didn't already have.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just need to know about it. Call me before. Be like, hey, listen, hot bitch. I really want to fuck her. She's really down. Are you okay with the intent?
So you're open if you're honest. It's the communication part, and you just want to be in the loop.
Yep. That's it. Fair enough. Pretty easy.
I like it.
But yeah, people still fuck it up.
That's why they weren't your people, but your person, he's gonna get it together. I feel I don't know him, but your scenario, what you said, I feel really good about it. Yes. I feel like I have a lot of, I'm an empath. I read people and I like your situation. So I'm gonna be on team Tanner. Team Tanner.
Go.
I'm like, I don't know what team I'm about to say, but yeah.
Yeah, Team Tanner Hall. We're going.
All right. That is the rest of Truth with Texas. I appreciate you. Is there anything that you'd like to ask Miss Texas before we leave?
What is your favorite scene?
My favorite scene. You know, the one that always sticks out in my head, it was Oil Overload. I don't know what number it was. Me and Eric Everhard. I've had oil probably a week to 2 weeks after in places I didn't know, but I ate oil. It was like the most intense, but we always had really good sexual chemistry. Yeah. And we were just like clinging on to people, even him like picking me up and stuff, but you're holding on so tight, but
because you're oiled up.
And it's just like, it was just fun. It was like a slip and slide, but human like nature of it all.
Was it anal or no?
No anal. At that time I didn't do anal.
So then I think you were on six.
Maybe it was in this light blue little number that was in one of the like Benigni houses.
Yeah, it's always Benigni's because it's that gray fucking sofa square downstairs.
Yeah,
or right up front.
It was a lot of light. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful production. But
how many times do you think you shot at the Einie's house?
Probably a good half of my career. Let me be quite honest.
Isn't it fucking crazy? Like one house. So why don't we all just pitch in and buy one amazing house and rent it out?
Because not everybody gets along.
You know what? I had Bridget B. Make me cry when I won the Brazzers Hall of Fame. She went before me and she said, you know, I just want to let you guys know, yes, Phoenix and I had an altercation on Brazzers Hall 5. I did try to hit her. She did subdue me. And she was kind enough to forgive me for that. And she goes, and I just want to say thank you for continuing now to be my friend. And I was like, I got my award and I was like, fuck you, Bridget. And I'm like crying my eyes out. I'm like, you bitch. Like, so now.
Growth. You know, I think it's growth. I think it's one of those things. I think the same thing as us having the conversation. I think that we've all evolved a lot. We've always, you know, we've gone through a lot of things. I definitely can tell the growth of just knowing you from the last time I've seen you in person to even now and having the conversation. You know, I think that, you know, it takes a lot to be in this industry and still, again, like be successful, but also just have human compassion for other people, that people aren't perfect. We go through things, either relationships, divorces, substance abuses, certain things, whatever, that people are in places of their life that we don't really know at that time. So it's just having grace with each other and for yourself, and just knowing that if you can apologize and be a real person and be aware of what you did to even affect feelings, I think that it has a better chance of having growth to like really evolve into something beautiful.
I agree. 100%.
I love it. Please let us know where we can support you, where we can follow you, and all those great things.
Twitter is PMarizzle. OnlyFans, like we all have, is Phoenix Marie, and it is currently Melissa Phoenix, or P. Marizzle, Melissa P. Marizzle on Instagram. I'm sorry, guys. I've had 8 deleted so far, so just look for Melissa Hutchinson. That's my real name. Fuck it.
There we go. All right, Private Talk, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I have, and until we meet again.
Cheers.
Baby. This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.